Focused.
That's right. Welcome back.
Yeah, we're here for another week. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is the podcast about anime, all that stuff. Comics, video games, you know, whatever. Yeah.
And it's episode 237.
Yes, this is the Hitmontop episode. And Hitmontop is the handstand Pokemon. I love it.
Okay.
They're just not even trying anymore. It makes sense, though.
That last one was good. He was...
What was he again? He was the scuffle Pokemon.
The scuffle, yeah.
Yeah, he gets into it with motherfuckers. Yeah. I did like that one a lot.
That one was good. What was another previous one that was okay?
The pointer Pokemon. Smeagol. No. Oh, the painter Pokemon.
The painter Pokemon. Yeah, that was obvious. I wouldn't have came up with anything better either.
No, neither would I. I wouldn't have known what to say.
But the hand-standing Pokemon, okay. All right.
Fair enough. I've never seen no one else do it, so
yeah,
I'll give it
true.
To him.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's what it is. Unlike the LCs, the big horn Pokemon. Like, come
like,
on.
There's like 80 of them.
I know. Half the list. Anyways.
Well, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Please, follow, like, subscribe. Same thing with the youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
That's right.
Yeah. Do all the things that support us. We appreciate that.
For sure.
All right. With that being said, AJ, how was your Unfocus week, sir? Or would you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Mine's short, though. I didn't really do much, honestly. Like, Soul Calibur, right?
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
Yeah. And I got some room for practice this week. Yeah. We played our tournament, as always. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what else?
And then I finished the Sonic comics that I did have. I think there's a couple new ones. But yeah, interesting storyline with the Sonic part now, because I read the Tangle and Whisper series, and then I finally went to the main series Sonic and reading what's going on there.
You're liking it?
Yeah, it's interesting, and I have these weird like vibes, because right now what's going on is Robotnik released some type of metallic bio thingy, like, you know, if it touches anything that's living, that person or thing will automatically turn into a robot.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and it's contagious, too. So if you touch
fuck,
someone...
Fuck, and it's contagious?
And it just passes on, yeah.
That's fucked
up. So right now, like, whole cities are becoming robotic and all that.
Fuck.
And the living ones are trying to get away. And Sonic got the virus. And he was starting to go metallic and everything, but then he starts running at his Sonic speed, and he starts going away. And he's like, okay, so as long as I keep running,
oh,
I'll be good.
I see how they said, oh, yeah, okay, he's got to keep fucking going faster.
Yeah, and like, he can stop for a moment, take a break a while, but then it'll start creeping up on him, right? And then he's like, all right, is it getting too crazy now? I got to start running again. So, like, he's been running like this for, like, the last, like, 5 issues.
Damn.
And I'm starting to get worried for him, you know?
Okay.
And, yeah, a lot of, like, some of the main characters, some of them have gotten it already, too. They've been turned into robots and all that.
Any favorites that we know?
Shadow, thank God.
What?
You know? one of the Chows. You know, cream and cheese. So
yeah.
Cheese got it.
Burn.
I forgot who else. But yeah, so it's kind of like a whole zombie thing going on right now too.
I like that concept.
But they haven't just figured out a cure yet. Tails was working on it, and he thought he had it for a second, and then fucking zombies broke in and fucking destroyed shit.
Damn.
And he's like, "Fuck! Now I got to do this all over again."
That sucks.
Yeah. So that's just kind of what's going on right now. And I was thinking about it too. Like, kind of like when Sonic the original Archie series got good, it was around issue like 25-ish. Where Sonic got brainwashed by Robotnik, and he turned on the Freedom Fighter.
I remember you told me about that. Yeah.
Later on, like 10 issues later on, he got robotalized. He turned into a robot, and he had to fight the Knuckles and all that. Knuckles went metal.
Oh, shit.
Just to fight Sonic. As
he did it on purpose?
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty hard.
That was a sick-ass
little
arc
dope.
There, though. And that's when it got big. So I'm wondering if they're trying to go in a similar route in some way, maybe. But yeah, but that was some good. I want to read that shit again. God, that shit was so good back in the day. But I wonder if they're going that route, because we're already on issue like 20 now. So that's about the time where it gets good. At least that's how it went back in the past. I don't know. We'll see. But that's pretty much all, really.
Okay. Well, speaking of zombies, I saw the original classic movie Night of the Living Dead. Like, it's a 70s movie that was shot in black and white. Like, on purpose and shit.
Oh, on purpose, okay.
Yeah, they went out of their way to shoot it in
black
and white.
You said 70s, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they had color by then, and they still went out of their way to shoot it in
black
and white. It was
out of budget, that's why.
Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know. But it was crazy, because, like, it's such an old-school classic movie. You know, you hear about it a lot. I'm sure you've at least heard the name, if nothing else, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize the main character was black. I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
It was black and white. You couldn't tell.
Stop it. But no, because before that time, it was pretty rare for, like, a character to be black in a horror movie and fucking be the main character and survive through a lot of it, you know?
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast where we were talking about that with, like, Asian Americans, though. Like, it was rare to see a Asian like main character, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And if it was a martial arts movie and it was a main Asian character, his rival would be a white dude or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All the Bruce Lee movies, it's always like that.
Yeah.
Or it's usually like that. That's true. Wow. That's crazy. Hollywood's gone further, it seems. So. But yeah, so that was pretty cool. I watched that. I've been keeping up with the X-Men releases. They've been coming out. I've read Excalibur, which is their magical story.
Magical.
I know, right? Mystic.
We should have sparkles or something.
We gotta get a mystic effect.
Right? Yeah, I know. Not even on soundboard.
New Mutants, which is that one that they were gonna make a movie out of, and I guess Marvel's still gonna make that movie, but it's not gonna quite like have them as many X-Men ties as it was gonna have. So they put out a comic about them, which kind of like makes me suspect that maybe they have plans for them. Because, you know, Kevin Feige's in control of the comics and the movies now, right?
I mean, this just came out, and that whole thing just happened with Feige, so...
Yeah, but...
I think give it, like, 6 months, and then maybe we'll actually start seeing Feige's influence in the comic book
That's
world.
Probably true. Yeah, that makes sense. But the only reason I bring it up, though, is because Feige went out of his way to say they are going to keep New Mutants.
Okay.
They're just going to take the X-Men references out.
That makes sense, then, yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, and then they're pushing this comic. I'm like, I wonder if... Maybe that'll be the breakout team, because my theory is that whenever they do mutants, they're not going to start with X-Men. Like, it'd be too easy, you know? I feel like they're going to start with something else, X-Force, X-Factor, something, you know? But anyway, New Mutants maybe, who knows?
We have X-Force, right? Or is it X-Factor? What do they call it, Deadpool?
X-Force? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is X-Force, that's right. Yeah, you're right. So, you know, New Mutants or X-Factor would be a cool way to go.
So maybe Deadpool will be... That's so weird, though. Oh, that is fucking mind...
Oh, well, we have news about that today, too, so let's wait till we talk about that, because okay. I know what you mean. It's very confusing how they're going to do all this.
I think it introduced mutants with Deadpool, because they already... I'm like, oh, my God, wait, does that work?
Yeah, we'll talk about it, because there's a news that pertains exactly to what we're talking about right now, so we'll wait to go into it. But, yeah, it is a real question. That's a valid question. Like, how are they going to do it?
Yeah.
I feel like if they do put out this New Mutants movie, which they said they will, and they took the X-Men references out... Maybe they slipped in some Avengers references. Maybe they reshot and had
this
them,
is
like,
that New Mutants one that we talked about last time. Where
yeah,
like,
the horror one.
Yeah, okay.
It's got like a Arya's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently, Solo. Yeah. I know. I feel you. So we'll see what
chewing gum. You know, you chew it over and over, and give it to somebody else. And that's kind of what's going on with this right now.
ABC gum, right?
ABC gum. Yes. Already been chewed.
My favorite.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. Learn something about you every week, T.
You know? Welcome to Unfocused. I read New Mutants, Excalibur, and then X-Force, which had a big-ass plot twist at the end, which I didn't expect. Those three comics came out, and they're all, like, continuing this whole Dawn of X thing, this whole new thing where the mutants have their own island and shit. Yeah, it's been really good.
They have an island?
Oh, bro, man, We could almost do a whole episode of me telling you about like what they're doing right now. Damn. Like it's been like 12 issues. Sorry.
We should spend a whole episode where I explain to you everything that's been going on in Sonic so far.
Yo, it could be a fun little mini video to put out like for 10-15 minute talks. Like we'll both take turns explaining each other. Right. Some shit. I was actually really liking that storyline you were telling me about Sonic right now. That sounds pretty cool.
It's pretty interesting right now what's going on.
Yeah,
it's kind of taking its time though because this is. I like every issue's had like a character focus. Mm-hmm. The Chaotix popped up again, actually.
Oh, they showed up again?
Yeah, they're hibernating for a little bit because like they're trying to like put out different waves. So they're like resting and taking a nap and all that. And all of a sudden they open the door like, all right, let's get back out there. It's like, what are you guys doing here? It's like, oh, you know, we're taking our little nap right now before we get back out there.
For anyone who doesn't know, AJ's favorite Sonic group is the Chaotix, right? Because you never see them. Was that you that was saying that?
It's not my favorite. I just like seeing them places just because
they don't show up too
often. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then now they're getting a lot of time now and stuff like that. Like I even see Chaotix, just the Croc dude. I think Espio as well.
Yeah, that's the Bumblebee. The Bumblebee, right?
No, Espio is the Chameleon, the purple dude. And then
who's the Bumblebee?
Or is it Charmy?
Charmy, okay. Yeah.
Charmy's the bee, and then Vector is the alligator, and then the Espio, the chameleon. Okay. And then if you want to go further back, there's also Mighty the Armadillo, which he showed up in
Sonic. I remember him, actually. The Armadillo.
And then there's two other guys, but I think they sacrificed themselves in the comic.
Is Knuckles part of Chaotix or no?
Knuckles is loosely connected. He's not really a
Chaotix. He's affiliated with them, but yeah, he's exactly, not part of them. Okay.
Like, if he needs help, Chaotix will come through for him for sure.
Oh, that's dope.
They always have Knuckles' back.
That's fucking dope.
I think it's because they all live on the floating island. At least that's how it was in the Arch comics.
Oh, I didn't know they lived on the floating island. What? Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure if that continuity still exists in this series or not, or if that was an overarching thing with the whole video game stuff, but That's how it was back in the Archie comic
days. The fact that you just said that right now tells me that that video you're talking about us making, we should make that. Because the whole thing with this X-Men thing is Jonathan Hickman's trying to incorporate as much old school X-Men mythology as possible, even if it's just a quick reference, just to let you know, like, yeah, we remember. Like, we know this is all part of the mythology. It's really good.
So are they, like, mentioning it in a way, like, that whatever you remember is canon, or in a way that...
Yeah.
Or in a way, like, okay, yeah, this is a thing that's happened, but we're going to explain it in a new way, or something like that?
Yeah, just like how you said, like, they just acknowledge it's canon, and they start to introduce new concepts about it. Like, they still have that Scarlet Witch got rid of all the mutants.
Oh, wow.
But they say that she... is a pretender. They say she's not a true. Damn, she's not a true mutant. Fake. Yeah, they don't like her. They say she's not a true mutant. She's always fought for the Avengers and not the X-Men. So they're kind of like, she's a pretender. Like
on the, she's on the bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, she's on the Captain America bandwagon. You know. Yeah. So they went. It's funny because like they went out of their way to like talk about that moment and say that. Oh yeah, that's why she fucked up the mutants, because she's a pretender. She's not really part of us. You know.
I wonder if they're gonna do something like that in the MCU.
I kind of feel like what's going on right now and the references they're making to Scarlet Witch might actually have some weight as to what's gonna happen soon, because it just makes sense. Like, she's aligned herself with the Avengers. There's no mutants right now. Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're gonna do that.
You forgot about us. Like, I didn't know you guys existed.
You know, like, you guys weren't even here. But I think that basically covers my focus week. I've been playing a lot of Soul Calibur, getting a lot of Cassandra practice, which is opposite to the past 2 weeks. So I'm glad I'm fucking getting to play more now again. And other than that...
Yeah, I've been actually digging into Tollum like last couple of weeks. Because like, I feel like I know a lot of the move list, but I feel like I'm missing a couple of things. So I was literally just scrapping the bottom of the barrel of Tollum moves. And I went back into the move list, and I found like one or two things that I forgot about. And so, like, last weekend, past weekend, when we were playing, I was using some of those moves, and Steven was, like, surprised, like, what the fuck?
you threw him off, huh?
Yeah, I threw him off. Yeah, like, I threw two different moves, and he's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, oh, no, I've had it. It's just, I've never used it. I forgot about it.
Dude, that's dope. That's what I do every time before I start playing online. I go through Cassandra's move list just quickly, you know? Like, I'll pick a category and start at the bottom. Like, did I forget about anything here? Just to kind of refresh myself. I still may not remember it during combat, but at least I know it exists, and then maybe in a bad scenario, I may be like, oh, this will be good here, you know? So, yeah, that's one thing. I feel you. That's a good way to do it, I think.
Yeah, because I feel like, because playing with the same people over and over, I feel like they know
your tricks.
Yeah, they know my tricks.
And no one else would know that.
Even when I try to mix it up, they'll figure it out and throw it off. And like, they're fucking getting to the point now with my shit, though, like, where they know exactly when to stop me now. Like, I'll do, like, a couple of combos, and they stop it right there, or they know exactly when, and they're ducking shit. I'm like... fuck, like, I can't do any shit anymore.
Hey, you know,
so yeah, so I'm looking for those little moves now where I can just throw in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way. Yeah, because I fought a Tom yesterday. He was really tight. Like, I was able to eventually beat him after he beat me like three times. Eventually I was able to beat him, but like with Cassandra, but he was super fucking tight. Like, he wouldn't do anything without provocation. Like, he would wait for you to throw something and then he would fucking come in with a combo. And when he would do the combo and get in a stance, he would just stop and wait to see what I was going to fucking do next. And that was really fucking throwing me off sometimes. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
That's what I'm trying to do, too. Yeah. Also, I discover some fucking mind-blowing shit. That she has one move where, what is it? It's 4-4-B. Yeah, 4-4-B. For
anyone who's just coming in, we're talking about Soul Calibur 6.
Yeah, Soul Calibur 6, yes, using Tollum. So she jumps, like... She jumps forward and slashes from above.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. And then I can like bounce back or side or raise or whatever. I could go to the stance from there. That shit, I didn't know. When I'm hit, I'm at plus 36 or some shit like
what?
That.
What?
Yeah. I was
so you could do whatever you want after, basically?
Yeah.
Yo, that's bad.
Yeah, it is. I was like, plus fucking 30 what?
Hey, and you know what was really helpful for me with Taki? When you have those...
Or maybe it was plus 16. It was something ridiculous.
Whatever, that's good. Like, 16 is fucking good.
Yeah, no, 16 is still good. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, dude, one thing, I don't know, I'll just throw it at you. One thing I noticed with Taki, when I know I have a full advantage, I like to do jumping moves. Because it makes people think that they have time to react even though they don't. And so they're like, oh, okay... And it just fucks with their head a little more. It just adds a little bit more confusion.
I feel like it's the other way. Because every time I see Taki jump, I'm like, oh, I missed my opportunity already. Because like, I just realized what she was doing. Like, I feel like you could get her. But because you see her jumping and you don't know where she's going, but then you realize, oh, it's a jump attack. Oh, now it's too late.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's more like that.
Well, either way, I feel like it adds an extra layer of extra thing for them to think about.
Yeah.
That they would not have been thinking about before. And distraction is everything. I've been noticing distraction is everything. Like, especially when I do like heavy hits, like guard breaking moves, that's distraction. Like, that's not, I'm not planning to kill you with that move. Yeah. If I get the hit, cool. But I'm like, I just want to fuck with your head a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to that point now too, where like I'm doing more shit like that.
I've been noticing it, so I'm like, fuck. Wish you would use her more.
At least with Tollum, yeah. I don't want to use Tollum. Because, like, now I know what I need to do now. So I'm not trying to practice it. I just want to do it now.
I feel it.
So, that's why I'm just not playing Tollum as often unless I need to.
For anyone that doesn't know and didn't grasp it from this conversation we just had, fighting games are very tricky.
Yes.
You got to really, like, outthink people, especially people that know the game. Like, because they'll fucking shut down all your moves. Like, they'll figure it out.
It's a chess game.
Yeah, it's chess.
It really is.
It's funny, like, you. Once I learned that people not doing anything at the beginning is the sign of a pro, I was like, what? I'm like, why wouldn't you want to fucking get in there right away? You know, it's like, no, maybe you don't. Like, maybe you want to just, like, see what they're going to do for a second, you know?
What's funny, too, is, like, when you're watching, like, pro games, pro matches and stuff, like, it's the funniest thing. People will just react over someone running at someone. And, like, both of them running at each other and stopping in front of each other.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like, everyone's like, damn, it's fucking real right now, guys. Yeah, like, it's like, dude, they didn't do anything. But, like, yeah.
They scared each other. Like, yeah, they scared the fuck out of each other.
Exactly. Yeah, but, man. Yeah, I feel like we're getting to that point in a way now.
Slowly. Yeah. If we would branch out with different characters, we would get there faster, I think. I'm going to try to force myself to play, like, Mitsurugi and some other characters I don't normally play.
I was actually fucking with Mitsurugi the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny I said that.
Actually, I went through arcade mode with Mitsurugi.
You really played with them? Oh,
I actually
shit.
Played with them, yeah. Because Drew's a... I really need to fucking focus and not do something stupid. I literally can't do a single stupid thing with him.
That's good practice. That's good practice, yeah.
Yeah. Just to make sure, like, I know what the move looks like. Because, like, I usually know what the move looks like. But, like, once I get hit for the first thing, then I know what's coming. But usually by then, I'm taking both hits. Because I took the first one.
Right.
So, like, actually just playing him... It made my reaction time just a little bit better against them. I was noticing
better
the other
at
night.
Hit confirms, whether you got hit, like how fast.
I was better at knowing what move was coming. Like when I barely saw it moving, I knew, oh, that's going to be that low sweep, and I blocked it.
Dope.
Like before I'd be guessing, like, okay, is that the low sweep? And then I get hit by it, I'm like, oh, it's the low sweep, and then I get hit by the next move. So
you're paying more attention to the animation, huh?
Yeah. So just by playing him for a little bit, like I saw it more.
Huh. That's a good way to...
And it was just reaction too. Like it was like, oh, they're like, oh shit, I knew it. So I was just tripping myself out. Like I think playing him just for like that one night, just arcade mode, kind of helped me out a little bit and helped me understand like how actually fast and slow he is with certain things too.
Yeah, because I think he throws me off with that, how fast he can be sometimes, and then sometimes he's not. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I don't think of him as a fast character all the time, but like the way Drew plays him, like makes him feel like he's fucking fast. I was like, I know he's not that fast.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well, let's. With that being said, for our Unfocus Weeks, let's jump into the main part of the show: the news.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah. I want to throw a new
animation.
One new news clip in that thing. I saw it on Instagram the other day. Like, oh my god, this would be perfect for the news intro. It was the newspaper that Splinter gets at the end of TMNT 2.
That would be good. Yeah, that would be dope. I like that. So fuck with that.
I need to go edit that. I just thought about it the other night. I was like, oh, I got to do that. So coming soon.
All right.
Anyways.
You want to kick us off, AJ?
Yeah, I don't got too many big things. I'll go to start off, though.
Okay.
But like something that happened like last week, I believe. PlayStation has this PlayStation View. Have you heard of this? It's kind of like their
virtual.
It's a streaming service.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah. It was called, don't even care about it now because they're shutting it down. But they've been doing this for like 4 years, and there's very few people that have been like, this is the perfect like solution for anyone that doesn't want cable and all that, because it has a lot of different channels on there that you can stream with and all that. They also had Crackle at one point. Sony, remember Crackle?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was a Sony thing, and they sold it.
Oh.
And then they're focusing on this PlayStation View stuff. And now they're going to shut it down coming next year, January 30th. They're shutting it down completely. So if anyone has a subscription to this right now, last chance to do anything special with it, I suppose. But yeah, they said they're kind of proud of it, but I think they're moving on. I think a lot of consoles are doing this right now, too, where they're realizing, okay, gamers don't want a full multimedia system on their console. They just want to game with it. So
yeah, they just want
to
play.
Yeah, because PlayStation kind of made their own video servers just to kind of deliver that to gamers.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, no one was really using it that much. So
hey, dude, it goes back to what you and I were saying when this whole blend started. If you go back to some unfocused stuff way back in the day, maybe like 3 years ago, me and AJ were saying, like, I don't know that we need these things to blend. We were saying, like, it's okay for a game console to be a game console.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have so much shit on our computers or on our phones. Like, why do we need that to be
and
in our
game
console?
And there's so many apps that exist that, you know, if you allow it, you know, Netflix will be like, hey, here's an app. Make an app for your system. Mm-hmm. You can stream it. Like, and that's what people rather have because it's already made and it's already functioning, like, awesomely. Whereas when PlayStation tries to do their own thing, you know, they're pulled in so many different directions that that focus doesn't get the attention that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't know how to price it, and then they don't have the right shit on it, and then they can't get the right stuff for it because no one wants to compete with them on that level. You know, so it gets all kind of weird. So I think they're finally seeing it now, and so they're dropping a lot of their media service, I think, right now, like stuff like that. I think Xbox is doing the same thing in a way.
Well, it's funny that you say that because my next piece of news has to actually do with that. I don't even with this one, dude. Apparently, the DC service, streaming service, is officially shutting down.
What the fuck?
It is happening. They're not going to do it. We talked about the rumors of it, I think, maybe a few weeks ago, but it's official.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I think we kind of talked about, like, what's going to happen with that because of the
HBO, HBO Max.
Max. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's where it's going. I think they're trying to absorb it. And I told you, I'd be pissed. But I think the time they're doing it basically fills all their subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not get an offer for HBO Max like I was hoping. They're just going to finish out the year. For me, and then that's the end of DC streaming service. They're going to delete it once every member has finished their year.
That's crazy.
That's what I think. I mean, they haven't said details about how they're going to do it.
Okay.
But I'm just guessing that that's how they're going to do it. We'll see. I would rather get an offer for HBO Max to be slightly discounted, you know?
I heard that if you have HBO already, you can just use your same login to get into HBO Max.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have HBO now, so that's...
Yeah, so if you already have HBO now, yeah, you could just use that to log in, and you already have HBO Max.
That makes your boy happy. Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
Mm, I like that.
I knew it was something simple, like, you just use the same sign-in, and you're good. But, like, if you, like, sign up later for HBO now, though, then it's not going to work out like that, and they'll figure out some bundle later on when that comes out. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to work.
Other thing I want to bring up real quick, some pick news I have for pick is Pikachu. You know, I'm sure everyone's noticed in the past year or two the absurd influx of Pokemon-related shoes and little brand deals with, like, Nike and shit like that. But in Japan, this company who's known for making really nice, comfortable fucking shoes and things like that just made a deal with the Pokemon company.
Okay.
And not just. It's been out for a little bit. Not too long. A couple weeks.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's called Glam. G-L-A-M-B.
Man, it sounds girly. Damn it.
Yeah. No. The shoes are made for guys, so it's okay. Cool. But
glamorous guys?
No, that's just the company name. I mean, I guess. Yeah, they're yellow, so they're pretty bright. There's that.
Or is it glam, but with a B at the end?
I said with a B at the end.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
I said, yeah, G-L-A-M-B.
Yeah,
because so it's not the same thing as glam.
Like, yeah, okay.
But I feel like it's meant to, like, kind of reference that a bit.
Does that mean something, though?
Yeah, glam is like those flashy, like, you know, Iggy Pop and fucking...
No, but, like, in Japanese.
No. I think they're taking the American meaning of it, the reference,
and adding a B to it. I see.
Yeah, and you know, it's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
These shoes look pretty cool, though.
I was gonna say, like, there's a lot of Pikachu themed shit that I thought was kind of lame. Like, I think Nike put out, like, an all white shoe that has, like, Pikachu's art on the side.
You know, I don't like the way, like, is it like Nike and Puma did their shit recently?
Yeah. Their special edition shit, right? Their Dragon Ball special,
like the Dragon Ball one, yeah, and the
lame.
Sonic one.
They're lame, bro. I didn't like them at all. I feel the same way. But I think because this company made a direct deal with the Pokemon company, I guess they really got in their heads about it.
Because
if for anyone that doesn't know or can't see this, the pictures of this, it's all invokes the feels of Pikachu. There's even a little red dot representing his cheeks and stuff like that. Like,
oh, that's cool. Well, that's the red tag, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they got all these little things giving him reference, but it's pretty cool. It's just like a nice little thing. I will say it's not going to be cheap to get. It's going to be $250 a pair, and a lot of the sizes are sold out. Not all of them. Luckily, Japanese people are a little smaller than us. So if you're American, you have a good chance of... I mean that. If you're American, you have a good chance of getting the size you want. So if this is your type of thing, check it out.
Is it only Pikachu?
Only Pikachu for
Damn
now.
It.
For now.
For now, okay.
Yeah, but the deal is ongoing. So it could be...
Waiting for those Bulbasaurs.
Bulba.
Yeah, man.
What would you like out of Bulba? You see how this Pikachu one got the stripes and the fucking cheeks? What would you want out of a Bulba? Would you like a bulb somewhere?
A bulb, like maybe like on the front tongue right there or something like that. That'd be pretty interesting. like have it all be like kind of like that bluish, you know, green tint, you know.
I kind of like
the big green ball right in the front.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, actually. I can see that. All right. AJ, you got some news for us?
And then maybe some of those little triangle dots and stuff like all over it. That'd be sick.
Oh,
actually.
Speckled around it? Oh, yeah. That would be dope. That if they were like sick, light see? Green with those speckles and the bulb in the middle. Yeah, like
Glam gets to hire me, man.
Dude. Yeah, you heard it here first, guys.
The Charmanders, you know, you kind of like slap your heels together and a fucking flame comes out the back.
In the back,
know?
Though. Yeah. Can't get water on them or they're done.
Oh, exactly. True. Yeah. It says they're not using water, you know?
Yeah. All right, AJ, hit us with some news.
Miyamoto. Shigeru Miyamoto. Mm-hmm. He has been named a person of culture merit by the Japanese government. So speaking of Japan,
he's kind
of
the shit. I'm not going to lie. It's Miyamoto, bro. He made all our cool shit for Nintendo, right?
Yeah, like way back in the day, you know. He's the original like mind behind like Donkey Kong and Mario and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what does that even mean? Do you know what that means? That you've been in Japan. You're in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
What's your cultural merit? Person of cultural merit.
Basically, it means you've made an influence on society.
Okay, yeah.
For your shit.
That's
like,
what it was, yeah.
And it makes sense. We know what it is. There's shit's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they got billboards and shit. The Pokemon Center was the busiest store I had been to in all of Japan when I was there the last time. And, like, you know, now there's a Nintendo World being built, which we'll talk about in a minute.
We have one out here. Japan don't have one of those?
What?
Nintendo World store?
No, well, ours ain't. No, not store. I'm talking about like the theme park.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, we do it. No, they have the Nintendo stores too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, though, just to kind of throw that out there too, that Miyamoto is now up there with the ranks of like Studio Ghibli's co-founder Miyazaki.
Miyazaki, yeah.
Who's also a person of cultural merit as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Makes sense. That's a perfect example of a person of cultural merit in Japan. Miyazaki movies are fucking everywhere. They kind of shape their culture, you know?
Yeah, Miyamoto, because fucking, you got Legend of Zelda.
Fucking
and
Mario.
Donkey Kong and Mario everywhere. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
So that was pretty cool to kind of bring that up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
He's a person of merit. Anyways.
All right, and around the same kind of style, Nintendo, you know, I guess apparently people have been paying attention to Universal Studios Japan and that they're doing construction, and Nintendo World has begun construction. And I'll just tell you, from this one building we've seen right there, I'm already happy.
Oh shit, that looks dope.
You see what it is? You see the clouds right there? Like,
yeah.
The cloud steps?
Yeah, and just the layering, like how you normally see like a platform Mario game.
Yeah. I'm guessing you can maybe walk up all that shit and walk outside and stuff. Like, maybe not
to
the open.
There's a fucking flag up there too.
Yep.
I don't think you can walk up there.
I don't know.
At least not up to the flag.
I see. Well, not to the flag. No. I don't think to the flag. But I see like little openings and stuff. I feel you can go in that. I don't know what's going to be in there. But I just like the look of it. I like the feel of it. If the whole world, the whole like town in Universal is going to look like that, I'm going to be fucking excited. It's going to make me want to go. We should go, man. Like when they launch this shit.
Is that a place you can go into right there on that first little level right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it looks like a walkway.
Yeah,
there's rails there too, so you can't go off
fucking
the side.
Huge, then.
Yeah, so it must be real.
So if that looks right, then I mean that question block there is like the size, like half the size of a person.
Yes, it's probably like the size of your head or bigger than your head.
Bigger than your head for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
and I wonder
is
if we
about
can...
right, actually, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I hope that there's going to be a thing with hitting shit with your head. I don't know if there's a violent, if there's a fucking brain damage thing they don't want to fuck with, but I hope there's something where you can jump and fucking interact with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, why does Juki Holic here in chat want to make up some wacky skeletons from Miyamoto's closet? What are you trying to bring him down for, dude?
Damn, bro. let the man live, you know?
Seriously.
But yeah, Nintendo World does not have... Oh, does it have an official release date? I don't think it does have an official release date yet. But it is coming, and it is coming soon. Just keep your eyes open. I'm sure there's going to be updates as we're going for more.
Yeah, good job hiding it. You have those little like fences right there, but it goes above it.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, this is way taller than that. It's kind of like when we found out that there was going to be a Millennium Falcon in the Disney shit. Like, okay, bro, we know what the shape of that shit looks like. Like,
yeah. Didn't Google fuck that up for us, though?
Yeah, because Google had the overhead shot, and you could see the Millennium Falcon there, and you're like, okay.
And now it's actually there now, though.
Yep. All right, AJ, hit us with some news.
All right, so I guess I'll bring this one up since we were talking about Sonic earlier. And this is not really a big story. But what do you think of that Sonic?
A lot better. I mean,
a lot better?
Not perfect, but a lot better. I can actually watch this movie and not walk out of it now if he looks like that. You know what I mean? Like, I may not walk out of it now. It looks cool.
Yeah, so this has an official, but there's like been some leaked footage, supposedly leaked footage or leaked images of the new remaking of Sonic's animation for the Sonic movie coming out next year. That's been floating around. The movie creators haven't come out and officially talked about this or like, you know, brought this out to
commented on it, yeah.
Yeah. So we don't know if it's actually legit or not. Maybe they leaked it on purpose to see how the crowd or the public's going
to
react.
I think that's very likely because they really didn't know they fucked up until everyone responded to the other one.
For one, though, looking at this now, I didn't notice this until now, though, but his eyes are actually still not connected. He has he's a little bit there still.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I'm cool with that.
I'm okay with that.
But you're right, though. I didn't realize that until you said it.
Yeah, I just noticed it right now, too. He still has two eyeballs instead of the one big one, you know?
That's true. But yeah, I didn't catch that until you said it, though. That's funny.
You know, there's this one picture, this one meme, where that someone kind of drew it. And it's like this lady talking to Sonic. Mm-hmm. And she's like interviewing him. And she's like, yeah, Sonic, I was wondering about your eye. Like, you have just one big eyeball. Like, you know, how do you get glasses or goggles on with like an eye shape like that? He's like, what do you mean one big eye? You're talking about this? And he pulls off, like, this coating over him. He actually has two beady eyes and this one huge, like, goggles.
Shut the fuck up.
He's
really?
Like, he's like, I've been wearing goggles this whole time. Is this someone that just made it up, though, right?
But that actually makes sense, though, because he runs so fast, the air in his eyes. Like,
yeah, right?
Wow. I would be funny if it was canon. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Imagine they did that, though, for the movie when he had those stupid eyes earlier, though.
Well, honestly, they got to find a way to make that original trailer disappear. And I don't know how to do that. I don't know. I'm not a computer guy, but I know things that have come out like that, especially from a big industry, you can't really get rid of that shit. And if that's not how Sonic looks, I'd imagine they want to erase that shit from existence.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, those trailers exist, yeah.
But how can they, right?
That's the
thing about
the internet, yeah.
It's over.
When something's on the internet, it's going to be there forever. As long as the finalized movie, though, comes out like this,
yeah,
people will forget about it.
Yeah, people will forget, but you know there will always be memes.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget the Sonic we almost got.
Yeah.
All right.
How much unpaid overtime did you think the visual effects team?
Oh, they better have hooked them up for everything they did. For real, that'd be shitty if they didn't pay them.
Juki's missing the thick legs. I am not missing the thick legs. They fixed his shoes, though. Look at the shoes, though. They actually look like his actual shoes now, too.
Yeah, yeah. The shoes look dope.
And he has gloves. So.
Ooh, I didn't even see he has gloves. Yeah. That's sick.
So those are the things I noticed. Only thing that I'm worried about, though, is this may look a little more... like off-put in a real life scenario, though.
When he's actually moving and
shit. Yeah, when he's actually in the real world interacting with actual humans and stuff, this may look a little odd now.
I don't mind, as long as he doesn't look how he did.
Yeah.
That's just too much, bro. I don't know what they were trying to do with that shit.
Yeah, I'd rather him look like how he's supposed to and look out of place rather than him try to look in place and just looking super awkward.
That's stupid. Yeah. I feel it.
I mean, it's just it's a fun movie, you know, so whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not trying to go for, like, Oscars over here and shit.
But they should, though. The movie would be better if they tried. Anyway, so other things. A little update on Disney Plus, which they've been very vocal about some of their shows lately. I'm not going to talk about it, but they've started to like talk about plot points to some of their shows and stuff. I'm like, maybe you guys shouldn't say that because like the Marvel movies aren't even out for next year yet. Like, just shut the fuck up for now. They're talking about Vision and Scarlet Witch in detail, and I'm like, dude, just shut the fuck up. Let me be surprised. Like, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, maybe the things they're talking about are, like, not big things, and there's, like, even bigger shit they even
give up. Maybe. You could be right. Maybe.
I know they wouldn't give up, like, shit. Like, I mean, they may, you know, they had Endgame and Infinity War in the wraps for so long. And
yeah, but now they're trying to sell a service. So I feel like there's a little bit more.
How's that different than selling a movie, though?
No, because the movie is going to make box office money. They saw Infinity
but, you know,
War.
People are
they saw it.
Like, people are going to want Disney Plus. They can't be playing like, oh, we're not going to do, this is not going to work out for us unless we have it. It's going to work out for Disney.
It is, but I feel like they want to build the hype. They want people to talk about it, and I feel like they're doing that by leaking. There's been information leaked about Multiverse of Madness and Scarlet Witch's show.
Okay.
I feel like it's on purpose. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're showing
maybe.
a little
I don't think they need to.
I don't think they need to either, but I think they're doing it for good measure, especially with this whole Star Wars shit going on that people aren't happy with it or whatever, you know? I liked it, but, you know. Anyway, that's not my point. My point is Deadpool and Family Guy, specifically were named by Disney, will not be having their movies and shows brought onto Disney+. They will be existent on Hulu, and that is it. And Disney owns most of Hulu, so that's why they're okay with, if you want to see Deadpool pretty badly, go to Hulu. It's there. You can watch them. One and two. Same thing, Family Guy. If you want to watch Family Guy, we have the rights to it. But if you want to watch it, go to Hulu.
So all their like
R-rated shit. Yeah.
Like the R-rated shit, the non-family friendly stuff. Mm-hmm. It's on Hulu. Okay.
They decided, yeah.
That's cool.
This adds a little bit of confusion to me in a way, because if Deadpool does start to make some appearances in the Marvel movies, you know, I think they'll definitely put them on Disney+. but I feel like they'll have to limit him even more. And I do think that they want to use him and shit.
They're gonna use him, but like,
but I feel it's gonna be funneled. Like, if when his movie comes out, it's Hulu and no Marvel references, but he'll show up in other Marvel shit, is what I'm thinking.
I think he'll make Marvel references and all that all day long and just be in his movie, right? Mm-hmm. But anything that he shows up in someone else's movie, yeah, he's gonna be, you know,
tamed a little bit.
You know, maybe it'll be cool, like, if they don't really tame him so much, but like, you know, like he's gonna say something bad or something dirty, but like someone interrupts him.
Yeah, hey, that would be great, bro. If they fill
the scene cuts, or
if
something
they fill
like that.
Cuss words with shots, gunshots, and stuff like that, that'd be fun. I also think it'd be really fun.
Or they actually like just bleep them.
And, you know, and you could do what they do in the comics. Deadpool is trying to do something, and you know, Spider-Man or Captain America is like, "Yo, no, you can't kill those guys." And he's like, "Okay." And then he still does his badass Deadpool stuff, but he shoots everyone in the leg.
Yeah,
and everyone's fucking now paralyzed. You know, he's like, "There you go. I didn't kill anybody. You happy now?" Like that, I could see them kind of fucking with that a little bit.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
you know, he's like, "There, I didn't kill anybody."
But yeah, I think that's how they'll get around it though, for sure. Like if he shows up in anyone else's stuff.
Yeah, I'm assuming that. And if, like you said, his appearances will come tamed, and that will matter. But I think anything that happens in his movies will not affect the MCU. That's just my guess. I don't think anything that happens in his movies will matter to the MCU.
Huh, I don't know.
I'd like it to, but I don't think they will. I think they want to keep that shit fucking.
I don't want to think that. Like, I think they'll do something.
Yeah,
we'll see though.
I feel like his only canon shit will be his appearances. But you know, I guess we'll see. AJ.
Oh shit.
You do one. I'll do one, and we'll take a little break.
Yeah, so I'll do one more. So I guess I'll go with this big one right now. Tekken 7. So they talked about this recently, saying that they for Season 3, which has already started already, with like Zafina and shit, right? Now they're going to have other stuff come out. For one, frame data, which I've been looking for fucking frame data for like weeks, ever since Julia came out. I've been looking for frame data because I want to know, okay, what moves are safe for Julia, rather than me just testing them out and seeing, like, you know, if I can block right
away. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of extra, like, losses that you don't have to take, right?
Yeah, that, or just, you know, going into training mode and just figuring out like that. But then again, I don't know anyone else's frame data and stuff like that. So I kind of just want to know some basics, but I find some, and I got some of the frame data for some of them, but a lot of them are blank. Like, no one knows.
Huh.
And it's because Harada doesn't like frame data.
Wow. Okay, I could see why he wouldn't like that, because I remember that was such a foreign concept for me when people were talking about it. I was like, what? Like, frame rates and stuff? I'm like, why the fuck would you pay attention to that? Like, I don't think the game was made for that, and I see why he doesn't like it.
Yeah, because Harada wants it to be more, like, natural, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, he wants it to be a feel, like, fighting, like, real fighting. Like.
But they're finally actually putting some frame data information into the game now, so that will actually come out pretty soon. I don't think they have an actual date yet for this. But that's going to be coming out pretty soon. So if you have season 2 or something like that, then you'll get this for free, I think, is how it's going to work. Or if you have season 3, I forgot what it was. But it'll come with an update if you have one of the seasons. The other thing they're adding, too, is Harada himself. So there's this April...
What the fuck? Did we not joke about some shit like this
actually,
a while ago?
It was an April Fool's joke where they kind of showed him off.
That's what it was.
As a playable character, right?
Yeah. That's what it was.
And I guess people wanted it so much that he's not an actual character, but he's a costume. So you can actually add, you know, the hair and the suit to, like, any character you want, pretty much.
Damn. You can fuck fools up with Harada himself, like, doing fucking Mishima uppercuts and shit. Like.
Yeah. Except they're calling him, they're not calling him Harada, they're calling him the bearded man or something like that. Yeah. So he's going to be as free DLC.
They should call him the boss.
The boss, that would have been cool, yeah. But yeah, so that's going to be coming out. Yeah, bearded man. So all this is going to be coming winter 2019, which is around the time that we should be getting Leroy as well, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, look out for that.
All right.
Next month, hopefully.
All right, my last piece of news before our little break. The Simpsons is apparently going to be having a horror Thanksgiving event.
So because they missed out on Halloween?
I don't know. I feel like this is by design, man. I feel like they missed out on Halloween on purpose, and they did this. And I think this is a directive of Disney, because Disney is now in control, full control of all Fox projects, right?
Yeah. Have you seen the little Disney Plus advertisement with The Simpsons in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was kind of weird to see.
Exactly, yeah. And I feel like Disney's, like, trying to make things, because they know how we feel about Disney. They know people about Simpsons. They know people don't fuck with Simpsons anymore. People don't love Simpsons anymore like they used to. And I feel like this is all part of a directive to make Simpsons more interesting again.
Hmm.
They took it out of the Halloween shit. It made a Thanksgiving horror thing. that's enough to confuse a Simpson fan. They're like, I'll watch it. Like,
yeah,
what
right?
the fuck is that?
Well, that's different.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that
they
alone.
Always have their Halloween specials, and you kind of get it. You've seen two of them.
We've seen
like, some,
yeah, you've seen two, you know, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll mix it up and give people things they've never seen and see what's up with that. And I love that. And they even talked about a little bit of some of the stories. They said there'll be one involving the original Thanksgiving, which we know how that ends, so it's probably going to be very bloody. And also, they said there's going to be one with some artificial intelligence, and they said there's going to be another one with some sentient cranberry sauce. And, you know, I guess we're just going to hear about it as we're going to see it when it comes out.
Yeah.
But I just like the idea they're doing something different with Simpsons, because Simpsons is really fucking boring and weak these
kinda
days.
Kind of stale right now, yeah.
Very stale. It's been for like 10 years, you know? So I like
that
Disney's
long,
like,
really?
No, it's been a while. The last season I consider to be the real season of Simpsons was season 11. That to me, that's the last real season of Simpsons, and that's more than 10 years ago.
I haven't really watched Simpsons in forever myself. Like, I haven't even gone out of my way to go watch any. You know, when I was younger, I'd want to watch Simpsons and all that, but I just never kept up with it.
Well, guess what? Disney Plus is about to grant your fucking wishes, right? They're
yeah,
gonna have all Simpsons.
You can have all that out there, yeah. So if I really wanted to, yeah, I can go and watch it. Something else had it recently. Was it like Hulu or something?
Yeah, they did, but they were lying. They said that they had it all, but you couldn't access all of it at one time. Like it was kind of dumb. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah, they were lying. Like Hulu often lies about having the whole series or a whole season, because like they'll be missing the first episode, but they have the rest of the season. They say, "Oh, we have the whole season." Like, you guys are bullshitting. Like. Kind of happened there, too.
Juki over here has been keeping up with them. They are a bunch of awful episodes, though, he says.
Oh, wow. Yes, he knows. Like, they're just falling.
I haven't been keeping up at all.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't need to. I saw enough after season 11 to be like, okay, no, I'm good with this.
Worst episode?
I don't know. The one where Homer becomes the Incredible Hulk? It was fucking stupid.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. Oh, that I'll show you a clip later.
No,
anyway.
I'm good. It's the worst. Like, why would I want to see it?
Yeah, I mean, just to me, but, you know. Anyway.
For him, the Lady Gaga episode?
I didn't even know that was a thing. Okay.
Okay, then.
Learn something new every day. All right, with that said, let's jump into music of the week, yeah?
All right. How do I do this? This one?
How do you do this? I don't know. You never told me.
Music power.
Oh, yeah. The new music I forgot. Music of the week. This is part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yep.
And actually, I have an idea. I just remember it right now, but I just signed up for Spotify.
Oh. Oh, okay. I already know where you're going.
Where do you think I'm going?
Tell me that we use Spotify as our way to fucking deliver the music and shit like that.
In a way.
Get fucked with?
Almost, in a way. So Spotify has this thing, though, where you can make a playlist and other people can find that playlist. So, we can put all the music that we've been doing on Music of the Week.
Unfocused soundtrack.
It's a soundtrack. So every song that we've ever played on Music of the Week and will be playing forever, we just have one big playlist for all of it.
AJ, you a motherfucking genius.
So I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to start looking into that because I know that's a thing, because I always hear like celebrities talk about, oh yeah, like I have a playlist, you know, you can listen to like all the stuff that I recommend.
Yeah,
like that. And that's on Spotify, so okay. That'd be cool to fuck with. So keep an ear out for that.
I like that idea a lot.
Know, once I have it set up, you know, I'll let you guys know about it here in the episodes, or maybe put it through in Twitter or whatever. But anyways, what are our tracks?
Yeah, for me it's Earth Gang, and the song is called This Side. And AJ?
Mine is Hype Up by Machine Drum.
Ooh, okay.
Or maybe it's Machine Drum by Hype Up.
We'll find out shortly.
Shit, I don't even know. Anyways, all right.
We'll be back after these messages.
Sometimes I get overwhelmed, diving in over my head, put my life online for sale, put that wish up on the star, put that money on myself. Sometimes I'm just by myself, whole future, yes I am.
Yes I am.
The living God, yes I am.
Yes I am.
What my grandma dreamed of, what these bitches scream for, what the city scream for, what the city scream for. We having fun on this side, whole lot of love on this side. Know you wanna come on this side, know you wanna hop. Let's go to the lake.
All right. I'm focused. We are back. And for our music of the week, that was Machine Drum Hype Up. That was the last one you just heard.
Yes.
And the one before that was Earth Gang from their new album Colors. The song is called This Side.
So there was multiple people in that track.
Earth Gang is two people. Okay. I kind of feel like they're like the new Outkast in a weird way. Like,
I was kind of getting that too, actually. You know what?
Not even just their visuals, but like the style, like how they have weird style music, yeah. And like they both team up and
yeah,
shit. Like,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I really feel like they are the new Outkast. Like, I really didn't want to give them that title because that's not fair. Like, nobody's like Outkast. No. But I was like, nah, they kind of are though. They kind of like do all the unique shit that no one else is doing right now. So I like them a lot. Earth Gang, the whole album's out. They have a song called Tequila that's my favorite fucking song on the album. It's really fucking good.
Is it your favorite drink, though?
No. Well, you know, if I had to drink spirits, yeah, I prefer beer. But, you know.
What was my name? Machine Drum?
Machine Drum. And the song was called Hype Up.
Hype Up. Oh. All right. I found it. I'm adding it to this playlist.
Yeah.
And then your track was
Earth
again?
Gang. Earth Gang. This Side.
Is it Earth Gang one word? Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's called what side?
This Side.
This Side. Okay. Bam, two songs added to this playlist.
We can go back and catalog, too. I have a few others.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I at least started this now, and I can always go back there, and I can always listen to, like, older episodes. Mm-hmm. And I used to make my own notes what music of the weeks we had, too, so I got to find that list.
Oh, shit. You know what? You did do Machine Drum.
I did? You found it?
It was 3 weeks ago. It's right here. It was, like, 3 weeks ago. Well, technically 4 weeks, because we took a break.
Because we took a break. Yeah, that's true, too.
All right.
Well, you got it again, you know, once a month, you know?
I liked it. All right. With that being said, we're going to go back into the news.
Oh, yeah. Where's that button at? Music of the week? No, we're going to news, right?
Yeah.
All right. First, we need to fade into this, because every time I do this, it's like not
Don't forget, like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube.com/UnFocusedPodcast. No, we did. But I want to bring it up again.
I don't think we've said it on Twitter, or at UnFocus28 on Twitter.
And YouTube.
UnFocus Podcast on Instagram. Subscribe an Apple Podcast.
Oh, you're right, we didn't. Right.
Close28.com. It's the main home site. And
email us if you want to tell us news to talk about, or if there's things that you think we messed up on, or things you want us to talk about more.
Yeah, just bring up something you want to tell us about.
Email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay!
This is the news.
The news.
Is this searchable to the public?
All right, so check it out. One piece of news I want to tell you right away, because I know you're going to find it funny.
Oh, shit.
Sakurai made a comment about Super Smash Bros., because there's been a big fan push because of Terry Bogart being greenlit.
Yeah, well, he's out now. Oh, no, I don't think he's out now, but they actually...
He's about to be out, right?
He's about to be out. I'm not sure if they gave us a date or not, but Sakurai just played like a whole like hour with him.
Yeah, I saw that.
On stream, yeah, like yesterday.
Well, I guess during that stream, there was a big fan outcry, or maybe it was before that, but they were like, well, if Terry's in there, like, why can't we get Mai Shiranui? And people were fucking all asking for Mai Shiranui. Like, there was a popular, like, little poll, people saying, like, you should put her in the game. And Sakurai went out of his way to comment on this fan casting for a character.
Oh, man.
And he said, Mai Shiranui is not appropriate for Super Smash Brothers. End of the discussion. He said... He's like, she's never going to be in it. She's not appropriate for Smash Brothers. He's like, we already felt like we pushed it with Bayonetta. He's like, that's it. Like, we're not going for that.
Wow, they pushed it with Bayonetta. They kind
of
did.
She wears a lot of tights, bro. Yeah. He's like, that's it. He's like, we're not getting anything like Mai Shiranui ever in Smash Brothers. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I respect it. I'm like, dude, that's a little much. Like, kids are playing the game, too. Like, and you know if she wins or if she taunts, you know what it's going to be. The bouncy one, you know?
Yeah, right? Ah, oh, man. Just down on all the other, like, you know. Fanfic out there and all
right.
That.
But yeah, we may get a lot of characters, a lot of rumors about a lot of new characters coming out for Smash Brothers, but I can assure you it will not be Mai Shiranui, according to Sakurai.
I'm not sure if they did or not, but you know what I heard too? That there, who was it? Some company or some group actually cosplayed as Mai to kind of protest.
Stop it. Really? It got that far?
I think that's what I heard. Like a small group of people got together and cosplayed as my... I think that's what I heard. I'll Google that right after this.
Or
I'm not sure if I heard that correctly or not. But I'm pretty sure that's what I heard somewhere.
I'll look that up later. All right, go ahead.
But also, there's a possibility of a Mii outfit, maybe, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, if they're going to do anything. I think what they did show, though, was Mii outfits for Nakururu and Iori. And I think.
Oh, really?
And Ryo, I think.
That's pretty dope. But they'll all be Terry Bogart? Or you can put them on anybody.
No, you can put them on a me.
Okay. Only
for
on
the me fighters, yeah. Okay. Hmm. And no, you don't have to send us an email now. But if you wanted to. Something big to talk about.
That we're not talking about.
That we're not talking about. Or something that just randomly pops into your mind during the week. You have an email.
Mm-hmm.
Or Twitter. AdamFocus28. Right. In other news. What was that? I wanted to bring something up to you. Oh, yeah. So, it's not in my news right now, but I just want to bring it up just to hear your opinion. And oh, I was contemplating.
I feel like you're going to say what I just realized I forgot to talk about. Go on.
And I was contemplating doing a dick move segment for this, too, but I'm not sure if it's so much of a dick move.
Maybe I don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead. Tell me anyway.
But there's some Game of Thrones meeting going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the writers, it was the writers, right? Or who was it?
It's the writers.
It was
yeah.
the writers, right?
And they had like a little interview where they actually got to talk about
the show,
what
like,
happened.
Overall, yeah. And what happened and all that.
Just let me give you a heads up to any fans that really like Game of Thrones and were mad about this whole thing. You're about to get really fucking mad about what AJ's
saying. Yeah, if you
right
haven't
now.
Heard about this already.
You probably have, but yeah, if you haven't,
if,
you're about
yeah,
to get really
if
mad.
If you haven't. Or in case you like, you know, you're just kind of just interested in the whole Game of Thrones thing, but never really getting got into it and all that, looked it up like that. At this interview, first off, they were dodging fans for a long time. They were like hiding and shit.
They
right?
even said they would show up to Comic Con and they didn't
do it, right? Because they were scurred. That's why. Anyways, they finally came out of hiding, and they were kind of just talking about stuff and answering questions with random people. And one of the things that just kind of came up though was like how it all started.
Yeah, and what's the process? What was your writing process, and how did all this get going? Basically?
And apparently, they didn't have a writing process in the beginning.
Yeah, apparently, they were super fucking rookie writers.
Yes,
with good recommendations.
Don't know how.
I don't know, bro. I heard that one of them is rich, and one of them is richer, like kind of like born to a higher, you know, high end family. And
right,
shit.
Right.
Maybe that has something to do with it, but
maybe,
dude. They didn't know what they were doing. They started talking about how like one of them would write a script. We write half of an episode script and the other one write the other half.
Yeah.
And then they would swap. And I'm like, yo, that's fucking
that?
Confusing, bro. Like, that doesn't. Where's the consistency? And, like, I don't know if everyone knows, but most great TV shows have a writing team.
Yeah.
There's a lead writer, obviously. There's definitely one person that's writing the overall story.
There's usually, like, a whole, like, director overhead to, like, who has a vision.
Yeah.
And then the writers, yeah, break it down and add stuff into it.
No, wait. Well, yeah, that is true, but there's a director and there's a lead writer, and then there's a writing team.
And then there's a team, okay, yeah.
That helps, you know, get into the finer details that maybe you don't have time to get into because you're really busy as the lead writer.
Yeah.
You know? And they didn't know that was a thing.
So I knew that was a thing.
Yeah. AJ and I knew that was a thing.
I knew there was some form to that.
And we don't even work on movies.
No,
and we knew
don't.
That was a thing. And so apparently season one and season two, they wrote that shit completely by themselves. And they just got lucky.
Yeah, they got lucky. Not only that, but the actual actors themselves
started
to like make up their own character tropes and started to write their characters themselves.
And some of them were reading the books, and they said they were teaching them about their characters.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they said some of the characters were reading the books and teaching them about the characters.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, well, maybe we'll write that in.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you guys are supposed to be the ones that know everything about this shit. Like, it's your job.
And then wasn't there a thing, too, where, like, they made no mention at all that, like, Cersei and Robert Baratheon, like, had no, like, relationship or some shit?
No, what it was is that when they filmed it.
Oh, they filmed it.
They didn't film any scenes with them together.
Yeah.
And they had to have someone tell them, like, yo, how come these two are not in any scenes together? And they're like, oh, fuck. And they went back and reshot and put that shit in there.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And it
they got lucky. Like, they got so fucking lucky. And they were saying one of the biggest reasons they think it succeeded was because HBO was pushing it so hard.
I think all that, and also, like, I think HBO actually came in and be like, yo, you need to get some writers on this, too.
Yeah, season two, they told them, they stepped in and they told them, you need to have a writing team.
Yeah, because I think HBO just wanted to push the show in general. But like this group wasn't helping it, and so like okay, it's actually pretty good. You need to do this now.
Yeah,
and then giving them like guides to like what to do. Man, it sounds like it was this
a nightmare,
a nightmare, a train wreck that came out pretty good at the end somehow.
Until the
just
end,
got super lucky.
Until the end.
Oh yeah, they also said too that they wanted to like.
Are you gonna say what I'm afraid you're gonna say? Where how they want to distance themselves from certain fans?
Yeah, they wanted to like branch in. They wanted to get the eyes of like high-end celebrities, just people
NFL
that weren't
players,
NFL players,
soccer moms.
Yeah, like people that weren't into like magic or nerd stuff. They wanted to get away from nerdy topics and stuff like that, like the Dungeons and Dragons type of feel.
Basically, they wanted to separate themselves from the fantasy fan
the
community.
Fantasy, yeah, exactly.
Like the Lord of the Rings fans, they wanted to separate that shit. And you know what? I read into that video. I started thinking about it. That's why it seems like magic has left the world in Game of Thrones. Because in Game of Thrones, the book, magic has not left the world.
Yeah,
there are still giant spiders. There's still sorcerers and shit. But the show makes it feel like when the dragons died, magic left the world. That's not the case.
Hmm.
And that's why we all feel that way. That's why it was so realist for the first two
seasons.
I just
didn't think magic was like an actual thing that was like, you know, like it was a rare thing that's like one person knew, and like it was just kind of a mystery the whole time. That's what I felt like watching the whole series.
Yeah, that's their fault.
And
they engineered that.
And also, too, just from watching in the beginning, too, because like, you know, just seeing like, you know, just different episodes here and there, I never thought dragons were going to be an actual thing. And then dragons came out, and I felt like they were not expecting that themselves either.
No.
They're like, oh shit, dragons are a big part of this shit?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, we got to do dragons now.
Yeah, I felt like they avoided it and used it for fan service and shit like that. Like,
maybe, yeah. But that's also why we probably don't have, like, because wasn't, what's her name? The mom, Catherine.
Catherine Stark, yeah. Yes. Lady Stoneheart?
Lady Stoneheart is a thing throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's
never comes to fruition in the series.
I agree. I feel like that's because of the magic.
Yeah,
because
they wanted to avoid that side of it. And I've heard, like, other things, too, that exist that just are not a thing in the series, in the TV show.
Like I told you, man, a lot of people want giant spiders and golden elephants. And neither of those things
fucking
Cersei
wanted elephants the whole fucking at the end of the last season.
Apparently that was the writers referencing the fan outcry, and they thought it was funny. And people were like, wow, you're just not going to do it? You're just going to fuck with us? Like, so they thought they were like clever. Like, oh, yeah, this will make... Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, this will make the fans happy that we make a joke about it. Like,
wow.
No, give us the fucking golden elephants, fool. Like,
that is funny, man.
Oh, man.
Talk about dick moves, right?
Yeah, they didn't even know it was a dick move. That's the worst part.
Damn.
They didn't even know it was a dick move. They had no clue what they were doing. And
That's
it kind of makes me feel better, but it almost makes me sadder at the same time. Like, wow. Like,
We liked this. We fell for it.
No, it was always doomed, you know? Like, and the other thing my friend pointed out, because I showed him the same video, he was saying the reason it worked is because the genius of George R. R. Martin's writing. The writing is genius. Like,
damn, like you couldn't fuck up his writing.
You can't fuck it up. Yeah, he was like, it's just too good. Like because you know the things that they kept, the power plays, the battles, like the things they kept were fucking good. You know, like
damn. But so it could have been better if they had everything else.
Could have been better.
Wow, that's interesting.
Let's stop talking about it.
Damn.
All right.
Well, actually, there's another piece of that that's kind of connected to that
no.
though, right?
Tell me.
Because they're supposed to write the next
trilogy
of Star Wars.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that news. You're right, AJ.
Yeah.
Tell him,
like
bro.
This?
Tell him.
Yeah, so they're supposed to write that whole next trilogy, right? Is that correct what I'm saying right there?
They were supposed to have a trilogy of Star Wars for themselves.
Yeah.
We didn't know where it was going to be in the timeline, but they were going to have their own Star Wars trilogy. And that was official, according to Disney.
And then, after this whole thing happened, all of a sudden, they kind of just fired themselves. They kind of quit the project. Did they quit because of what happened with this whole thing, what everyone was saying? Or were they forced out based off this?
It's funny you say that because.
But they're not on that project anymore, so.
Yeah, they've officially been.
They've been severed.
They're severed from that. They're off the schedule.
They're
off the schedule. Yeah, they've severed themselves from the project. And just like AJ said, their excuse was they got too busy and they took
Yeah, they had an excuse. That's right.
Yeah, they claim they forgot how busy they were going to be with Star Wars and they took on too many jobs to the point where they won't have time to do Star Wars properly. So they walked away.
Okay, yeah.
But as we all know, the timing is too perfect. I think they told them like, nah, you know what? We're going to go a different way.
Either someone in the company was like, hey, yeah, all this shit that happened, we didn't know this, and I don't think you guys are right for the job. Either that happened, or them themselves were like, man, we're getting such a bad backlash from all this right now that maybe we shouldn't fuck up some other series right now.
Yeah, because we'll never get hired for anything ever again.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man.
And, you know, I heard that Iger, you know, the lead of Disney,
mm-hmm.
was Iger. Watching them very carefully after Game of Thrones, like watching fan out, like backlashes and shit. I heard that he was very focused on, like, can we get away with hiring these guys? You know what I mean? Like, will it work? Like,
yeah.
And maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
That's crazy. Maybe that's why they're avoiding like the crowds for so long. That's why they didn't come to Comic-Con, because they didn't want to cut that tie so soon.
Yeah, because maybe Disney told them not to go. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Until you said it, I never thought about that. But maybe Disney said, you know what? Don't go. We'll pay you. Just don't go to that shit. You're going to make it worse. And if they would have said the shit that they said on that interview after at Comic-Con, it would have been bad, bro. Yeah. People were throwing tomatoes.
Where was this interview even at? Because it was like a
It was a tweet interview. It was a Twitter interview.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
oh,
they were tweeting them, and both of them supposedly were on the tweet together.
Oh, no. It was some type of little interview. It's a little conference room. I know that.
You sure it wasn't a tweet interview? I thought it was a tweet interview.
The reason it came out on Twitter because someone was there actually live tweeting it the whole time.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
Okay.
I know that much. So, yeah, I don't know exactly where it happened, though, but...
I gotta do some research.
That's happening. But I guess we'll hopefully get some better writers on this Star Wars, at least.
In other news, Game of Thrones had one show canceled, which was the one that was rumored to be called The Long Night, explaining the Night King's background, and now he made the White Walker army. That show got canceled.
I wonder if a lot of that was already explained to the books, and we're just missing it out.
No, that's true.
But not only that, because I don't know, the whole Night King, that Night Walkers thing, just felt so like
pointless at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, why did we deal with this big threat, and then you all slayed them all quick?
Yeah.
And the one thing I always complain about, bro, the prophecy. Y'all straight up ignored the prophecy. It would have been real easy for them to just say, "Oh, the prophecy's a lie. Someone wrote it. It's a lie." That's all they had to say. You know, like
Cersei wrote the prophecy.
No, I mean, not her, but you know, like explain like in the past that someone saw something and you know they wrote it and it wasn't ever fact. It would have been fine. But the fact that they just ignored the whole Azor Ahai thing and the flaming sword and that someone was going to come to kill the Night King, and they just gave it to Arya, and that person, and she didn't become the king, because they said the person who killed the Night King, Azor Ahai, was supposed to become king. And that never fucking got touched again once Arya killed the Night King.
Wow.
And their explanation in the little, you know, the after Game of Thrones shit is they said, we just didn't feel like this moment was right for Jon Snow. We felt like it was right for Arya. And I'm like, who the fuck are you guys? Like, follow George R. R. Martin's story. Like, who told you guys to do that? Like, why do you feel like your opinion matters? You guys don't have any experience.
Obviously.
That wasn't the moment for Arya, for Jon, they said, like, okay, let's talk about
maybe something. Just give Arya a different moment. Or, I don't know. Anyways.
There's other things they could have done. Dude, I felt like...
There's a lot of things that we all, like, wanted to happen in some weird way.
Yeah.
And it just went all backwards. And it was like, okay, that's a different way to go about things. Honestly, I don't hate the ending. I just like how ironic it is.
Yeah, I agree. I don't totally hate it, but I'm just like, I remember when it was over, I was like, really? I was like, that's it?
I was just like, wow, they fucking really throws for a loop again.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one thing I'm okay with that a lot of people are mad is about Bran the Broken. Mm-hmm. I actually like that shit. I know a lot of people really hate that.
It worked for me.
I was cool with that part. Yeah. I'll tell you the thing I didn't like. The thing that really made me mad was just them ignoring, you know, Azor Ahai.
Yeah.
Like, the prophecy doesn't mean anything. They didn't talk about why it doesn't mean anything. They just said, oh, no, it's not happening.
Yeah, I don't like how, like, Jon Snow didn't get, like, some type of hero ending at the end either.
Nothing, bro.
I feel like he kind of deserved it. I mean, even though he claimed he didn't want it, I feel like that was written into him.
Yeah, no, I think that was written into him. I agree. Yeah.
And, I don't think it was supposed to be like that. Anyways.
This is the last... Wait, all right, we'll talk about it on a Game of Thrones video, maybe. All right,
so someday we do that, but the series is over. I'm kind of done talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, let's stop.
Until, like, I learn to read and actually go read the books, which is probably never going to happen with me.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You think... Okay, that's my other thought, actually, now. Do you think there's a possibility at like, maybe 5, maybe 10 years down the line that they revisit it and actually do it based off the books?
Dude, I would love that. I hope that's what they do one day. The fact that they're making a Lord of the Rings show on Amazon makes me feel like that's a possibility.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They are doing that. So, yeah, that is a thing they can do.
It could be done. It could be right.
Would you want to see it as movies, like, you know, like Harry Potter? Or would you want to see it, like, as TV series?
TV.
You want to do a TV?
Because I feel like there's something that epic... won't work with movies, and that's what George R. R. Martin also said. He's like, it's just too little of a time to tell so much story. Like, you need a show where you have an hour each episode to really flesh it out.
What if they do, like, 3 movies per book? That'd be so fucking epic.
Yeah, but will people put up with that, though? Like,
if it's good enough? I mean, how many Harry Potter movies do we have? Like fucking like 12 or something?
It was like, no, 8. But that's 8? A lot. That's a lot,
it's
though.
Still a lot, though, right?
Yeah, that's
how many
a lot.
Fucking Marvel movies do we fucking have?
30.
Yeah, right?
You're right, AJ.
And I'm kind of ready to go from the beginning and fucking watch everything again right
you
now.
You know, AJ, you're right, bro. Honestly,
if it's good enough,
you know what I think
people
would be,
not going to mind it.
You know what I think would be best, which is impossible? If they said the first 4 seasons were canon and then just wrote it again from there. But
like
they
Full
can't.
Metal Brotherhood.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Well, yeah, like maybe make a series that like briefly in one season covers season 1 through 4, and then fucking season 2 like tells you this is how it was supposed to go after Jon Snow got murdered. You know, like,
I think they would have to start from scratch though from the beginning, just
they
because
would.
There's
they
so
would.
Many little things that were probably missing,
and different actors would confuse people. Yeah, so you're yeah. right. You're right. That's true.
Anyways, with so much not so much news, I think we fill a good portion of the show with that right now.
I know that covered a lot. I might even shorten my shit, but let me tell you. Okay, so this is a pick news. One thing on the pick news here. It got announced this week. Ant-Man 3 is happening. It's real.
Yeah,
Ant-Man 3 is real. And the reason I bring this up is because when people were in when Marvel movies got announced, there were 3 specific properties that people were mad about. Like, why the fuck haven't we heard anything? It was Captain Marvel, Ant-Man, and what was the other one? Fuck,
Guardians.
Guardians, yeah, those are the 3. Everyone's like, where the fuck are these 3 movies? Like, are we not getting these? Like, what's up? You know?
I don't know why everyone was so scared. Even I
wasn't. Yeah, me too. I'm like, dude, they have so much time to do so many movies. Like, why are you guys worried? But you know they went
but
out.
But that's the other reason why I'm not so hyped for this next phase is because we don't have a lot of those movies right now.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think you're looking at the big picture for these things because Mandarin, dude, is super Marvel shit. Like right there, like Mandarin's a big deal.
Mandarin? You mean Shang-Chi?
Well, Shang-Chi is called the Legends of the Ten Rings.
Yeah,
that's the Mandarin.
Oh, okay.
The Mandarin is the one who collects the Ten Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a fucking dope-ass big Marvel villain. Like, I am excited that he's even in it. And he's one of the strongest martial artists. So I'm guessing Shang-Chi is going to defeat him, and then he's going to get the rings, and then he's going to be superpowered plus his martial arts. And even Shang-Chi won't be able to fuck with him.
Oh, shit.
And maybe the Avengers got to come in. Like, you know? And then the other reason I'm excited about this is House of M, bro. Scarlet Witch's show combined with Doctor Strange's movie. It's got to be House of M, bro.
That's what I've been saying.
Even if it's not.
Multiverse
like,
of Madness, there's too many M's in that
you
shit.
You got to be excited about that, bro. Like, how can you not be excited about that? That's fucking...
That's the one thing I'm excited about, though, is this Doctor Strange. That's the one.
Dude, Thor Love and Thunder could introduce the multiverse, too.
It could. Once I see like these first couple movies and where they're going with it,
you might feel different.
Then I'll think I'll be hyped for everything else.
I feel that. I respect that.
I don't know where they're going yet, so like I can't even be happy because I don't know what's going to happen.
You know what? You just gave me some perspective. The fact that I'm excited about it is probably because I'm a comic reader.
Yeah, you kind of have an
I know
expectation.
Things.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
I don't know shit about the Eternals. I don't know shit about Shang-Chi.
No, you're right, AJ. Actually, you know, I respect it now. I respect where you're coming from because I get it. Like, I know too much about it. And,
yeah, and I don't know anything.
And they're going into deep comic shit now.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi is deep comic shit. Like.
Yeah, I don't know shit about him.
Yeah.
Never fucking heard of the motherfucker until, they announced his movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. Anyways, Ant-Man 3 has been announced.
Yeah, Ant-Man 3 has been announced. It's official. It is going to be made. They haven't said if it's going to be Phase 4 or 5, but I'm assuming 5.
I'm pretty sure 5 with Black Panther and Blade over there.
And they went out of their way to say Peyton Reed will be making it, the guy who made Ant-Man 1 and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay, cool. So he's sticking to it. Nice.
Can I give some theories and some opinions?
I'm kind of hoping the movie's called Giant Man.
You fucking stole it. You stole me. You stole it from me, bro. That's why I picked this picture. Oh, you're
no,
too good. You're so good.
That's always my thought, though. That's always been my thought, though.
No, dude.
You have Ant-Man, you have Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And then Giant Man.
And then Giant Man, right?
Dude, I love that you beat me to that. Like, and you don't even read the comics like that, but you're right. That's the best next move.
Yeah.
Giant Man. Like,
that's what I'm thinking.
Deal
too.
With him and that power.
Yeah.
You could still have Wasp in there. You could have his daughter in there, you know, but like make it about Giant
Man. It
could
still be an Ant-Man movie. Yeah. But let's call it Giant Man and just focus on the Giant Man thing. Because obviously he's been working on it this whole time.
Yeah.
We've seen him do it a few times already.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's why I picked this picture too. Mm. I was like, and it would be dope because, you know, I think that the thing was that when he becomes Giant Man, there's heart issues. Because he's too big for his heart or some shit like that. Or the heart's too big and like
and
it needs more blood than the human has.
And he does get dizzy when he does it, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like they're going to fuck with that. And I would love for him to try to perfect the Giant Man shit so he can do it all the time, you know, or often.
Yeah.
And it would be really cool.
What does she say?
Shut the fuck up. But, yeah, I think that's really cool. One other thing I wanted to bring up to you and talk to you about. I really think that this means the introduction of the Fantastic Four.
With Giant Man?
Yes. I'm like 90% sure this means this is the movie where the Fantastic Four comes in. And the reason I say that, Peyton Reed, the guy writing this movie that wrote Ant-Man 1 and 2.
Oh, his last name is Reed, like Richard Reed.
No.
Oh.
No, the fact that he... No. He's expressed a strong interest, and Fox even hired him at one point to write a period piece movie about the Fantastic Four.
Oh, wow.
From the 1960s.
Interesting.
This is these four people in the 1960s. They hired him for it. He didn't finish it. He didn't get to do it all the way, mm-hmm. but they hired him for that job. And he says he loves the fucking Fantastic Four.
Okay.
And there's a big mythology between Hank Pym and Reed Richards being buddies. And if the negative zone is the quantum realm,
whoa.
Done. The movie's done for you. Damn. You don't have to do shit. Ant-Man's whole story could be trying to get more quantum energy for Ghost. Or, you know.
Or for Giant Man.
Maybe that's why he can be Giant Man comfortably.
Some quantum shit, right?
Oh, I didn't think about that. And then on top of that, like, maybe they want to investigate shit the Wasp saw, Janet Van Dyne. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they want to investigate some shit she's talking about, like, from the quantum realm.
Yeah.
And they stumble on four fucking stranded people, you know, like, whatever. Or four people get stranded in the movie, whichever way it is. Like, dude, the option's right there, dude. And Peyton Reed has been dying to make Fantastic Four shit. This is his chance to start it, you know?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to call it now. Giant Man/Ant-Man 3.
We need to write these down where we call out shit for like these movies because we always come up with some weird concepts or like weird storylines.
AJ, that's why I wanted to make those segments. That's why I wanted those segments. Because I was like, dude, there's things that we called way before the movies. And I'm like, dude, the views would be off the charts right now if our videos were individual 10-minute videos like about that.
Yeah.
Our views would be off the charts because I've seen people with less innovative thoughts than us have skyrocketing views.
Bitches.
Yeah, for real. But I was like, dude, that's why I want to start making these segments because I'm like, dude, we hit some good shit.
Yeah.
And when I look at the views about certain things, when I look at search history for certain things, I'm like, dude, a lot of people flock to certain things because Marvel's getting big.
Yeah.
People want to know the old shit, and you and I fucking talk about
it. And
the
Game of Thrones drama, that would be cool. And then you hear our concept right there. We said it first, you know?
Yeah. Hey, as our line goes, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know where I got that from?
Where?
Big Boy. Power 106 here in Los Angeles.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, back in the day when I used to listen to him, like, they'll talk about something, Big Boy's always like, you're already here first, you know? Even though, like, they actually didn't
even if
hear
he didn't.
Yeah,
even if he didn't.
Yeah, even if he didn't.
I like that. But yeah, so Ant-Man 3/whatever it's going to be called. Me and AJ think it should be called Giant Man.
Yeah, we do.
It will be out.
Approved.
I believe the date they gave was 2022.
Fuck.
So yeah, it's in production. I mean, it's not in production, but the process is going for this movie to be made.
Like, yeah. Like the okays has been given. They'll start writing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feige gave the thumbs up, you know.
Yeah. All right, AJ, hit us with some news, man.
All right. So in other AJ news, this video came out. So,
oh yeah, good news.
Yeah. So we finally got information for the next character in Soul Calibur 6. They call her Hilda in here.
Oh wow, they call her Hilda?
Yeah.
Hilda.
See? But
actually, that makes more sense.
It's an E though.
They should have put an A there.
It
but
should be, yeah, right. It's always been healed though, right?
No, we thought it. All of us as the Soul Calibur community thought it was healed. Because Hilda doesn't make sense with an E.
Yeah.
But it might be Slavic or European, and maybe that E does make that sound. I don't know. But
I'll give you that.
That's all I can think of.
I'll give you that one. That makes sense.
That's all I could imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt the same way. I was like, isn't she healed?
Yeah.
So I was like,
they said it wrong? What the fuck? Anyways. But yeah, so we have this character. She looks pretty dope, and we've seen her before. I never knew this, but Steven was talking about this, how she was like a charge character where you hold a button down,
yeah,
and then you release the button at some point and that releases a move.
She had a few moves like that.
Yeah, I remember some of them, yeah, but he was saying like that was her game, which I don't really remember that
well. I don't know if I would say that was her game, but she had moves like that.
The other thing with Hilda is that she was fucking broken in Soul Calibur, was it 4 or 5?
It's 4. Yeah, 4.
I think it was 4, right? Where
she was top tier.
She was like, she'll ring you out right in the beginning if you did the wrong move. Mm-hmm. She had a glitch that everyone was always using.
Yeah.
So people were trying to ban her or ban the glitch move.
It's Soul Calibur 4, for sure.
Yeah. So hopefully she's not like that, and hopefully they spend all this time just reworking her, to getting her to be right and balanced. This game's been pretty balanced so far, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm liking it. Even the people that have advantages, it's not inescapable advantages. The only one that was inescapable was Aswell, and they fixed it. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, and then also, too, she's the first character, so we're going to get her before Hanmaru from Samurai Showdown.
Oh, we're going to get her first?
Yeah.
Weird.
Because they always showed us, they showed us him just build a pipe, and because he was a guest character, but they always showed him in that second slot.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They always showed a shadowed out person before him. Yeah.
And then Hill got that first slot right there, so she's going to be the first character we'll get, which is cool. And that should be hopefully very soon. I'm hoping before the end of the year, because they're teasing it too much right now. Mm-hmm. And then usually, like, have they done that before? I'm not sure if they've done this before, where they showed us a character and they come out, like, within a month later.
Yeah, Tekken has done that, but Soul Calibur has not.
I don't know. Well, we'll see. But hopefully it's by the end of the year, because they're also going to give us some new moves and some new battle system or something like that, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about. Yeah. I want to know the new system and the new battle moves. Like, yeah. That's important to me.
All right. Anyways, what you got?
All right. Other news. I talked about Ant-Man. Into the Spider-Verse 2 was announced officially. There will be an Into the Spider-Verse 2. Now, this is only confusing to me because I thought that was already confirmed, because I heard that they wanted to make Into the Spider-Verse 2 and then an all-female Into the Spider-Verse.
Well, now the confirmation has been confirmed.
Oh, fuck. We're deep in it now. So, yeah, apparently Into the Spider-Verse 2 is definitely confirmed, and they will begin production very soon, probably next year. But yeah, Lord and Miller went out of their way to say that, so that's a thing that is happening. Like I said, my only beef is that they didn't, how can I put it? They didn't use that shit before. Like, they didn't fuck with that shit before. Like, they could have, you know. But I'm okay with it though. Like, they talked about it earlier, and they said that those things were gonna happen. It's funny because they had said before that they were not gonna use the Japanese Spider-Man too.
Oh, wow.
They said they were only going to use him if they got a certain amount of sales in their movie theaters for Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, I remember hearing about that one time, too, yeah.
But just this year, they said, a few days ago, they said they will be using Japanese Spider-Man from the old TV show from the 70s, basically, with the giant fucking robot, you know? That's happening, that's real.
That's so cool. All right. But we don't know, like, what it's going to be about really yet.
No, we have no fucking clue. Yeah. Honestly, you know what's weird? I was surprisingly more interested in the all-female one, because it was supposed to be Spider-Gwen leading it, Spider-Woman, who we've still never seen in a movie, and then Silk, you know, who's that Asian girl that...
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, I was like, that's cool. I was actually more excited for the female one because I want to see fucking Jessica Drew. I want to see Spider-Woman.
Hmm.
And I'm hoping at some point in the MCU we get a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent called Jessica Drew. Codename is Spider-Woman. And, you know what I mean? Because she sticks to walls. And like, oh, you're like Spider-Man, huh? And it would be so cool if her thing was Spider-Woman, no relation. You know what I mean? Like, and everyone's like, oh. And because, you know, they can't fuck with Spider-Man too much.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking meta and so dope and explain the whole thing, like, why they can't talk about Spider-Man too much. I mean, they won't explain it, but it'll, like, make the whole thing make sense, you know?
Yeah.
As soon as someone starts to say Spider-Man, it's like, nope, Spider-Woman. I'm different. Our powers have no relation. You know, they're different. Like, I would love that shit. I would be so excited if they fucking brought Spider-Woman in as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., who she is. And,
is S.H.I.E.L.D. really a thing still right now? That's kind of weird right now, too, though, huh?
No, she's still a thing. She's still a character.
No, I mean just S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s like right now in the MCU.
Yeah, I feel like it's more like...
It's kind of looking like S.W.O.R.D. right now.
S.W.O.R.D., yeah. They're more like S.W.O.R.D. at the moment. Yeah. You're right, though. S.H.I.E.L.D. may not be a thing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, either way...
to consider.
Yeah, that's very important to think about. I still would... like I said, I would love her...
That would be dope, though, yeah.
Yeah, you know, involvement...
What if that happens in Black Widow, since we're going back into the past? And she was a thing back then, you know?
Black Widow. Spider-Woman. Oh, my God. Right? I did not fucking think about that, AJ.
Damn, that means she was Spider-Woman before there was even a Spider-Man. Damn.
No, maybe. Yeah, depending on the timeline. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Damn. I mean, that's why she's even more bitter that people were connecting her to Spider-Man. You know what I mean? It's like, no, that's I was funny. There first.
Yeah,
like,
right? That'd be crazy.
That'd be so dope if that was her S.H.I.E.L.D. code name, though. Like, you know how Black Widow?
Yeah.
That
even makes more sense.
That's what I was saying. Like, that would be so dope if that was her code name, Spider-Woman. See, anyway.
Fucking Marvel. Gotta.
You're welcome.
Hire us, man.
All right, AJ, some news?
This is free right now. My last
For
piece,
now.
My last piece of news, actually.
Okay.
Is Blizzard just had their BlizzCon last weekend. And
you brought up what I was going to... That's the thing I thought I forgot about. All right, go on.
So, yeah, they announced Overwatch 2. Like, oh, my God. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck that shit.
I mean, I know what you care about. Shut the fuck up. I was about to say, what?
Diablo 4.
There's a trailer.
There's a trailer. There's actual gameplay.
There's gameplay.
Have you seen some of the gameplay?
I have not, but I saw the trailer, and I was like, yo, I love that Lilith is the thing they're fucking
right? With. Yeah, that's pretty cool, too, right?
Genius, dude.
And then they kind of said themselves, too, they're going for the darker theme again, because they kind of abandoned that for the last game, and everyone was kind of upset over the whole thing.
We need the Lord of Hate.
Yeah, so it's coming back to be a lot more darker and stuff. Also, there's some gameplay. You can play in one of the worlds, and it's going to have a huge map, they're saying now, too. And there's going to be, like, a bunch of little cities within that map. What else was there? Oh, yeah, there's three characters to shut off, too. A barbarian, a sorceress, and the druid's back. So druid's coming back, too. Which druid was a thing in the expansion of 2.
What do they do?
I forgot. Shapeshifter and had like
That's right. They would have the forms and they would fight you in the form. Yeah, yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah.
And then one of their main moves back in the day in Diablo 2, they had that whirlwind that was always around him too.
Fucking hate that shit, bro.
Yeah. So Druid is going to be a main character right out the gate. The other two, there's going to be two other ones and they haven't announced it yet. But if they're going back to more of a Diablo 2 feel, which is kind of what they want to do, it could be an Amazon and. I don't know what, maybe a paladin or an assassin?
Paladin would be dope.
Yeah, paladins already came back, but it was the crusader, actually. Yeah, and the Diablo 3 had more of, like, hybrids.
So I was going to have hammered in, bro.
Anyways, ruins are back, but ruins have a new feel to them, too. So remember the little stones you'll get?
I remember them.
And you make the words?
Yeah.
Well, the ruins, they're back in that form where you have the little stones and there's different words and you have different abilities. But now there's, what was it? There was like a condition ruin and an effect ruin. And the condition ruin said, if you do this thing. And the effect ruin would be like, then this would happen.
Like Hunter x Hunter, huh? Okay.
So like if you grab the ruin, it said, oh, when you get a potion, you know, you'll activate your ruin.
This is an ability.
And then the effect, whatever ruin you attach to that would be like, you'll do a fucking meteor. So every time you use a potion, a meteor will drop. That's like an example.
Okay.
That I just made up out of thin air. But that's kind of like the feel they're going for with that.
Yeah, like a response to a move or an action.
Okay. Yeah. So that's going to go what's the thing they're doing with the ruins now. It's an open world. You can run into other people in this world, but when you go into, like, dungeons, then you'll be split to your own mode or your own game in that case. But there's going to be, like, open world areas where you can meet with other players. There will be expansions in the future. Oh, yeah, also they have this dashing, too, which is cool. So, you know, in Diablo, you just run and it's always at one speed.
Yeah.
Well, now you can dash. But you can't just dash. It has to run.
You run out of stamina?
Yeah, no, that's if you run out of stamina. But when you dash, you just dash. And then you have this brief moment of pause. And then you can start walking or dashing again. But dashing is not going to make you any faster. Only point of the dashing is to avoid like...
An immediate threat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I like that.
So that's pretty cool. I like that.
That's how it should be. I like that a lot.
There's also going to be mounts. There's going to be horses that you can ride on and shit. Yeah, because this world's supposed to be massive. And it's supposed to take you forever to get to one side of the map to another side of the map. So, horses. And what's cool, too, is that you'll actually have attacks where you can attack off the horse. So you could be running to the horse, and you could jump off the horse and do a fucking slamming attack or something like that.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking genius. I like that.
Right? That still looks pretty dope. So you got dismounting attacks. There's going to be a day and night cycle. There's going to be weather things like rain, and when it rains, there's going to be puddles. Yeah. Druids can control the weather in a way, too. So if you have a druid,
what the fuck?
You can do that. And those are just like a few things that I picked out of all the random things I heard. There's videos out there of people explaining all the little details, which sound awesome. There's going to be a talent trees now again. So the trees that we had back in the day, they're back. Mm-hmm. So you could branch out to different moves or whatever. So, yeah, all Diablo 4. What sucks, though, is that not coming out anytime soon. And he even said it's not even coming out Blizzard soon, which sounds horrible. Because, you know, Blizzard takes forever to make stuff.
That means like we could be waiting 3 or 4 years.
I hope not 3 or 4. No. I'm hoping more like 2.
Dude, I feel like the fact that they have this trailer ready, like, it can't be. Maybe they're just trying to psych us out.
I don't know, but they have, like, I feel like this has, like, a whole mess of things. And there's also a lot of things that are just missing, too, that you can just feel that it's missing.
Oh,
and they mention it, too. Like, oh, yeah, we know this is missing. There's going to be more to this. There's gonna be more to that. We're gonna have time. Yeah, just need time to like build it and just test it and make sure it's all like balanced and everything too. Okay. Yeah, there's like so many plans they have and ideas that they talked about, but they weren't just in this demo they had today or this weekend. So, but Diablo 4 is an actual thing, and it looks pretty dope so far.
It looks great.
And everyone's happy with BlizzCon this year because of that.
It got the win.
Yeah, exactly.
Some other things, some pick news, too.
That was my last one, actually.
All right, I'll tell you. Like, I got three things to run through real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
One pick news I want to talk about. The Thunderbolts. So, apparently, Marvel has started their production on Thunderbolts.
That's going to be a thing, huh?
This is a rumor.
Oh, shit.
This is a rumor, but people are saying that Thunderbolts has started. The only reason I give credit to this rumor, like, for the production of this, is Falcon and Winter Soldier started filming this week. Mm. So to me, I'm like, if it's true that General Ross is going to start the Thunderbolts and he's going to be in that show, now is the time to start production for that possibility of the Thunderbolts for a movie or a show, you know? Yeah. So that's the only reason I give this rumor credit. Otherwise, I would ignore it. I wouldn't talk about it on Unfocused. But I'm like, you know what? It makes sense. Like, Falcon and Winter Soldier is shooting literally on Monday. Monday was the first day of the shooting. Mm. So that it's happening. And I'm like, dude, maybe that shit's fucking being low-key on purpose, you know?
They told us what's his name's going to be in it. Baron Zemo?
Yeah, he's definitely going to be in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
So... there's any connection to that with Thunderbolts?
He's the leader of the Thunderbolts.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's the leader.
I thought it was Ross, or is this Ross part of it, too?
Nope. Ross is not part of the Thunderbolts in the comics. Oh, we're okay. Just saying in the movie, it would make sense for him to call them the Thunderbolts because he's Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, okay.
That was drawing a connection for comic fans. Like,
yeah.
And they do call him that, you know? They do call him that in the comics. Like, so it's like, we don't know why it wasn't done sooner.
Unless they team up.
And, you know, the Red Hulk is Thunderbolt Ross.
That right? too, yeah. Yes,
so there's that too. But, yeah, so it's a little weird, but I'm excited about it. I'm interested in it. What else was I going to say about that? The other thing I was going to say about that, I just picked this picture because I really like that idea of that team. Punisher, Venom, Electra. Red Hulk, Elektra, Punisher, and Deadpool.
Deadpool shit, yeah.
I'm like, dude, that would be the best fucking Thunderbolts team ever. And it's very connected to...
team.
Yeah, right? It's very connected to the shit we know right now on Marvel. Mm-hmm. I don't think this will be the Thunderbolts team. I'm not saying that. But I feel like if it was this team, this hits every beat of all the Marvel shit going on right now.
Yeah.
Punisher, Daredevil, yeah. Hulk.
Yeah.
Deadpool is fucking huge right now, you know? And Venom.
Venom, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Sony. Venom, Spider-Man. Yeah, it's all there. Like, everything's there if they do this team.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to do this team. But I just thought it was really interesting. I'm like, dude, Thunderbolts would be the shit. And, you know, but, you know, the sad part of this news, supposedly, along with Thunderbolts, Riri's Ironheart is also supposedly in possible development along with Thunderbolts. And that's the black girl that takes Iron Man's spot. No one fucking likes her. I don't fucking like her. I hope they do not do this fucking movie. I do not want to see some random character that we've never seen any hint for intelligence for be as smart as Tony Stark. It's fucking retarded. I hate it. I hate it in the comics. I'll hate it if they do it in the movie. Unless they make it make sense, which the movies do very well sometimes.
What if Ironheart is Shuri?
Yeah, dude, if it was Shuri, fuck yeah, I'm in. If it's Riri Johnson, I'm fucking out, bro. I don't like her. I hate her, actually. I actually don't like her at all. I got a vendetta against Riri Johnson.
I get it now.
But all anyway. Right,
what's the other news you got, though?
The other news I got is Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. I don't have that here.
Shaggy?
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, apparently, Little Mermaid has a live-action special, you know, and a lot of us thought that when they announced the actress that was going to play Little Mermaid, she's like a famous singer right now, that they thought that this is going to be a Little Mermaid movie, but apparently this is Little Mermaid Live. It's a live-action special. It's a play they're doing. And just, I had to bring this up as news. Shaggy is playing Sebastian, the crab. Look at that fucking outfit, bro. What the fuck, man? That's ridiculous.
That kind of makes sense, though, actually.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. Look at that outfit, bro. Like, just stare at that outfit for 3 seconds and tell me it makes sense.
It needs more, like, zippers and belts on it, you know?
And the seaweed's always greener, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like, oh, man. I was like, I saw a trailer for it. And the trailer was so bad, bro, because it was cool. Queen Latifah as Ursula, and I was like, that's cool.
Okay, yeah.
And then they showed him, and it said, Shaggy as Sebastian. And from the view I saw, It was just Shaggy wearing a red suit. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, who decided this is the best move for Little Mermaid? You know what I mean? Like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
Plays are always weird. You gotta really use your imagination.
I feel like Disney's getting really weird about the live action shit because Lady and the Tramp is a live action Disney Plus only thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is only a live action special. They're getting kind of weird about their live action shit now.
Maybe,
like,
maybe they're testing shit with the live action. Like,
they should honestly just drop it.
That looks like a test for sure.
It does look like a test. They should just drop the live action aspect and stay with cartoons to me. But, you know, it's up to them. My last piece of news I want to bring up. All right. So there is some news about Matt Reeves, the Batman. There's also some pick news here, AJ. And Matt Reeves, the Batman. You know, he's a great director. Everyone knows him and loves him. He's hired Robert Pattinson to be Batman, basically the vampire in Twilight, you know?
Okay, yeah.
He's going to be Bruce Wayne / Batman. And, you know, people are really, like, getting behind him because it sounds good. He's got a great cast. Zoe Kravitz is going to be Catwoman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Paul Dano is going to be the Riddler. And I'm like, that's fucking genius. Best casting I've ever heard this year. Paul Dano being the fucking Riddler. And then the last thing they said... This is some news that came out. They had readings for these two other supervillain roles. Two other character roles, I'm sorry. And Andy Serkis was doing the reading for Alfred. That's Claw.
Yeah, I know.
He's doing the reading for Alfred. And Colin Farrell is doing the reading for the Penguin.
Who fucks Colin Farrell?
Bullseye.
Oh shit!
The shitty
for Penguin,
the shitty Bullseye from the movie.
Oh, from the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that not weird? And there's been a movie recently where he came out kind of heavy looking. I guess he had to put on weight for this role, and I don't know if that's why this director wanted him for it. But I just don't see Colin Farrell acting like the Penguin to me. It's really fucking weird to me. I do think Andy Serkis can pull off.
What?
Alfred, if he really wants to, but I don't know about the Penguin, man.
I haven't seen and heard of the Penguin in such a long time that I don't even remember what he's like.
He's a mob mastermind.
Yeah.
Like, he just has a gang of people. He's a little fucking deformed motherfucker.
Yeah, I know that.
But he's just smart, and he's a mastermind, and he gets gangs to follow him because he's such a good mastermind.
Okay, that's his thing.
And I do love Colin Farrell, but I just don't see him as that fat asshole, you know.
Yeah, he's gonna give him more slimmed down version now, you know.
Maybe, you know, maybe. I just found it very interesting and very weird. But these are readings. This isn't confirmed. This is not confirmed that Andy Serkis will be Alfred. It's not confirmed that Colin Farrell will be Penguin. But they were reading for the characters.
They're
usually
just substitutes for the actual people.
That sometimes people that do readings are practicing. So you never
know. Yeah.
Sometimes they're holding places, like you said, for actors that will do it. Sometimes that's them getting ready for the job, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
Or maybe they're coming in for auditioning.
Could be that too. I mean, I feel like we wouldn't have had any interaction with them if that was the case. But
and if that's the case too, they may like because I've seen and heard before, like people will come in and audition for one character and they'll get written in for a different character.
Dude,
so who knows?
Bullseye was supposed to be Captain America. Did you know that?
Oh shit!
The Bullseye from the show.
Mm. Oh, from the show.
They wanted him to be Captain America.
Oh, interesting.
And John Krasinski, the guy that they now want to be Mr. Fantastic,
yeah,
he also auditioned for Captain America.
Yeah, I heard of that, too.
He read the lines and everything.
That's
like,
crazy.
And he thought he was perfect for it, and they picked Chris Evans. He was like, oh, fuck. he's like, damn, I thought that was my role. He was really like, he felt it, you know?
Damn.
I think Mr. Fantastic might be a better fit, but we'll see.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Mr. Fantastic is an asshole.
He's not like that, though.
No, he
could be.
Yeah, he can be arrogant.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is Mr.
That's
Fantastic
true.
Is he thinks the rest of the Fantastic Four aren't as smart as him.
That's true.
That's why he builds everything. That's why he makes the plans. Sometimes they have great plans, and he's like, let me just make the plan. I got you guys. Don't trip. And they're like, yeah, Reed, you're not the only smart one in the group. We're all scientists. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're all scientists. He's like, no, I think I got this. He's like,
I think I'm more of a scientist.
Yeah, he does. Dude, that's exactly Reed Richards. I'm more of a scientist than you guys are, though. You know? But yeah, that could be fun. That could be good. Anyway, I think that basically covers Unfocused News. AJ, what you got planned for your Unfocused Week?
Yeah, more of the same shit.
Okay.
more
Sonic?
Soul, more, I want to get the next Sonic. Play some more Soul and Tekken. I wanted to play I wanted to play something recently. I'm not sure if I'll actually do it, but I just remembered I have the Jurassic World game.
The Park Builder?
Yeah, the Park Builder.
Yeah, you told me about it.
I've never touched it or installed it or anything like that. Oh, yeah. I also got, we got Guilty Gear.
Oh, yeah. We got to play more of that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I haven't touched it at all yet, and I have it. So maybe try that out. But yeah, just definitely dig into this. You know, I was watching on Twitch today, someone playing Tom. And I saw some shit there that I was like, what the fuck? So I got to go replicate whatever you did.
Dude, I wish you could have seen the guy that I was fighting. So he wasn't amazing because eventually I was able to beat him. But the way he was playing was so fucking good. I was like, I think that's how you have to play Tolem. Like, he was just waiting till he had the quick, safe moves. Like, he was literally waiting me
that's
out.
That's what I have to do because, like, the more and more I play, the more I'm realizing this now. It's like, because Tolem doesn't have any fast moves.
Yeah, she doesn't have fast moves, so you got to find your openings.
I
got
to find those openings. Yeah, I got to fish for that shit. Which sucks.
And if somebody wants a hit on Tolem, they have to take a risk. And that's where she takes advantage of it. You know, like, that's what I was noticing when I was fighting her. Like, so.
You know what? Last week or so, I was playing a Shang Wall online. We played a lot of matches. And I got to the point where I started memorizing, like, their pattern. And so, like, I always noticed, like, once they, like, hit me in a certain way, and I was getting up, they would always go horizontal. And then
horizontal hitting them, huh? I was fucking up the side steps.
No, what I would do is get into my stance that does the auto parry.
Oh, for the horizontal moves? Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
And I was fucking them up with it really bad, too. To the point they got scared of, like, doing anything to me. After
he
stopped
doing it, huh?
He stopped doing it, yeah. I was like, oh, man, come on, I was just learning
this
shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But
that's the way.
Yeah, so I know for sure it's horizontal now. It has this weird timing in it, though, so depending on how fast the move is, I could get hit. But depending on how slow it is, I could parry both hits in it and then respond with a wind cannon. So, but anyways,
all right,
more studying and that shit.
Okay, yeah, send it to me. More studying some Soul Calibur. I'm really enjoying it. I'm having fun with it. Obviously, more X-Men Fallen Angels comes out next week, so I'll read that next, and that'll
Charlie's
be the last
Angels.
One. Fallen Angels, you bitch. yeah, but that'll be the last one of these new X-Men stories, so I'm excited to read that. And, you know, there's a horror movie I've been waiting to watch called Sunshine. It's a space horror movie, so I'm going to watch that probably this week.
Cool.
But, yeah, I think that's about it.
All right.
Thank you guys for joining us on Unfocus episode 237, the Hitmon top episode.
That's right. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!